Supervisors, please take your seats. All right, I'll call the meeting to order. If you are here, please check in on the computer. We have 31 board members present. That is a quorum. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's that? Ask Steve or Bill. Okay. All right, we'll start with the chair's report. Just a reminder of a couple things. Next Tuesday, before we start our budget deliberations, if you want to get here early at 8:30, we're going to have flu shots. If you have county health insurance, bring your health insurance card. Otherwise, bring money. Group photo will be what we're going to do on Tuesday is to call the meeting to order, and then we're going to recess for a few minutes. We wanted to get everybody here instead of straggling off in different directions like over lunch or whatever, so we're going to do the group photo right after 9 o'clock. We're going to do individual photos later, and that we're going to work that the details out on that with Roger Plesha. But just remember, we are taking photos that day, so please dress accordingly. The website, board member information sheet, I hit up the people that we still needed information from, so we can skip that. Supervisor conference reports, anybody have anything? All right, sounds good. That's it for my report. Let's go on to administrator's report. Mr. O'Malley.
Proclamation November 2010 Veterans Month, whereas the Veterans Service Office assists and supports La Crosse County veterans and their family members in recognition of the sacrifices and service of veterans to La Crosse County, the state of Wisconsin, and the United States. And whereas respect for veterans' achievements and sacrifices on behalf of the nation and the world is ensured, and whereas leadership and advocacy for La Crosse County veterans is demonstrated, and whereas commitment to service excellence while assisting veterans with their applications for state and federal veterans programs is of the highest level, now therefore be it resolved, La Crosse County Board does hereby proclaim the month of November 2010 as La Crosse County Veterans Month and urges all residents to join in recognizing the valuable contribution military veterans have made to La Crosse County.
Moved by Jerry Sobranek, second by Ray Ebert. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried unanimously.
Next item I have, Mr. Chair, is an overview of the 2011 budget and recommended changes. Just to highlight, I've got a few slides that I want to show you when we end up getting into the debt issues that are there, so I'm going to ask that that be postponed till right after the three resolutions. But please recognize that the three resolutions that you'll be asked to consider regarding fees and charges, changes in positions, and, of course, the health insurance third-party administrator rates, all three of those are critical to our ability to hit the 0% increase in operating levy, and the other items that I'll be talking about will actually bring you recommendations that will reduce the debt levy for next year as well. But I'll highlight that after we deal with the other three resolutions, Mr. Chair.
All right. So let's start with back up for just a second. Cards and correspondence are on the board over there, and we won't have any meetings during recess. So that gets us to Executive Committee. Terry Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have item 11-2 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, a resolution regarding the authorizing the approval of increases to certain La Crosse County permits, fees, and charges for 2011. Whereas the La Crosse County financial management policies indicate that the county will establish service fees and charges wherever appropriate for the purpose of keeping property taxes to a minimum, and whereas these fees and charges will attempt to fairly allocate the full cost of services to the users of those services whenever possible and as deemed appropriate by the county board, now therefore be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board does hereby approve budget documents entitled Proposed User Fees, Charges for Services, and Permit Fees for 2011 Comprehensive Master List to be effective commencing January 1, 2011. Fiscal note is the proposed fees, charges, and permit fees for 2011 have been included in the proposed 2011 budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Terry Johnson. Is there a second? Second by Vicki Burke. Discussion or questions? Steve, want to give just a brief comment in terms of how we come up with these numbers?
Several years ago, we started cataloging all these for you and being able to track and update. Virtually two-thirds of all of the fees have been updated within the last 2 years or within the 2011 budget. It catalogs over 656 fees across most of the organization and amounts to close to $900,000 of increased revenue. The highlighted areas, of course, the largest are in facilities and parks, which includes probation and parole rent of $144,000, human services clinical, which is about $400,000 of Tellurian care center charges, Mississippi Valley Health Services, which is the third largest increase, which is $258,000 increased rate and volume from other counties. So this is a comprehensive, consistent look each year at the fees and charges that we charge both users of services as well as other agencies and folks that we can charge to help control property tax levy. This does not include the ongoing discussion regarding the new farmland preservation fee. That would be an ongoing discussion by the Planning Resources Development Committee and may come back to you during mid-budget. But this entire document ends up having a positive impact on controlling property tax levy.
John Menninger.
Yeah, Mr. O'Malley, do you every year then sit down with the department heads and go through the fees? You do it one by one or in a group and say, are the present fees we have adequate? Some are set by state law, some are set by county board resolution. And you ask if there's anything that we're missing in there?
That's correct.
Any other questions or comments? Don Vina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wasn't excited about raising fees because these are taxes we're putting on people who use the services. I didn't expect we were at $900,000, but I'll take your word for it. I thought it was more like $600,000 because of some of the increases we had in the last two or three years. And, you know, county government started because we could supply services to people, and we were usually consistent in what we were doing. We didn't plan, you know, and I haven't been here forever, but the county didn't plan on reimbursing their department as heavily as we are now. It's, in my estimation, a tax, an indirect tax, even though we are not raising our budget. It sure as the devil is an increase to everybody that uses those services. And I guess I have a real problem getting almost $1 million extra in fees, and we aren't the only one doing it. The state is doing it, and the feds are doing it to some extent. But, you know, everybody's short of money, but I don't really think we ought to be putting fees on to the increased size we are, because there's a lot of people out there that can't afford the things that we're doing. And it's as simple as that. So I will not be voting in for the fee increases.
So, Mr. Bina, are you saying that you'd rather have the property taxpayers who don't use those services pay an extra $1 million? Is that kind of your point?
I think we're making ourselves look good at the expense of the people who use our services. And the majority of these services are from out county. They aren't from the city in some cases, not all cases, but the increases are mostly out county. Like when you raised the fees for the sewage systems last year, that was all out county. And I could go on, and I didn't prepare a big long speech tonight, but I just am telling you that I'm not going to vote for this.
Mr. Geary.
Thank you. I am in favor of them, the fees covering their costs. So, but I had a question about a health care worker. Last year we had some discussion about people who use podiatry services on their feet or something. So I asked Doug for some more detailed information, and he mailed me something that had the wages and the fringes, and then it had other costs, maybe the indirect costs and rent and all this stuff. But when I looked at it, Does this an RN or something that does it? The wages that he showed me, whoever performs the service, cost us about $90,000 a year for wages and fringes.
Doug is here. Doug, can you come up to the podium?
Remember that thing you mailed me, Doug? It, besides compensation, you had other costs delineated, but if I just looked at the wage and the fringe part, it was like $47 an hour. And I'm thinking, well, that's about $90,000 a year. Is this an RN or something? Or
yes, the costs associated with staff is significantly greater than the hour than the hourly wage that they get. Health insurance costs another $20,000 over and above per year, over and above their regular salary. So if you have a person that, so those costs all add up. If you have, if a person is has vacation, those are costs associated with it. And so the data that I sent to you are the data of what it costs to provide services for an hour's worth of activity.
Right. I'm not questioning that. You had the nice breakdown. I understood it completely. I just looked at the wage and the fringe, and if I multiplied that out, is it an RN that performs this service?
Yeah, it depends upon which service. It certainly could be the foot clinic stuff.
The foot clinic.
Oh,
that was an RN?
That's correct, yeah.
So an average RN in the health department, if we just took wages and fringes, forget about rent and everything, because you had that delineated as other costs, is about $90,000 a year with their wages and fringes?
I don't recall it.
Or maybe Gary. If you don't have it tonight, Gary, maybe the next meeting, figure it out.
Okay. That'd be good.
Any other discussion? Mr. Ebert.
Yes, not to belabor indirect costs, but if you're charging indirect costs in the fee schedule, and then you're turning around and only charging a small percentage of that to your entire department, aren't we kind of getting into the people who are paying the fees, aren't they kind of getting the short end?
I don't think so. Can I
respond
sure.
to that?
Sure, oh sure.
Again, in the list, and you've received the list, what we've tried to do is maximize where there's other rent, revenue sources. So the places that we've been charging the indirects historically have been where there are grants that we can maximize. And I think that's in the list that I just attached to that motion. I don't have it in front of me. I gave you my only copy right now.
So that would not necessarily include the foot clinic and stuff charging for the indirect
I'd have
costs
to look at
that
particular one, but it's where there's grants that we're able to maximize. That's what we've tried to do.
Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The noes, please raise your hand. Mr. Ebert, Mr. Feehan, Mr. Bina, and Mr. Schrader. That resolution passes. Next item.
Item 11-3 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, a resolution regarding changes in positions for 2011. Whereas the County Administrator's 2011 budget includes a total decrease of 4.10 full-time equivalents, or FTE, in a position allocation and conversion of 1.0 FTE from consulting services to a new position supported by Solid Waste Department revenues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board approves conversion of 1.0 FTE from consulting services to 1.00 Solid Waste Operations Specialist. Be it further resolved that the following position reductions be approved for inclusion in the 2011 La Crosse County budget, reflecting a net decrease of 4.10 FTE, those being in the Health Department 1.0 FTE Health Educator 1, 0.26 FTE Community Health Nurse, 0.31 FTE Community Health Aide, 0.10 FTE Nursing Supervisor in Home Health, and in UW Extension, 0.50 FTE Horticulture Educator, which was a limited term employee. In Emergency Services Department, 0.43 FTE Public Safety Communications Manager. At Lakeview, 0.50 FTE, which is a planned reduction. And in Information Technology Department, 0.50 IT Help Desk Supervisor, and 0.50 printing department managers, both of those effective September 1, 2011. Be it further resolved that the finance department is authorized to make the necessary changes to the budget and the personnel department is authorized to make necessary changes to the county pay plan. Fiscal note is the net cost of position deletions, which will be part of the tax levy for 2011, is a savings of $272,070. I move its approval.
Moved by Terry Johnson. Is there a second? Second by Brad Conkle. Discussion or questions? Ralph Geary.
Armand, IT, I see they combined the two managers, but the savings don't look as great as I assume they would be? Oh, it's effective next
year. Effective date. Yeah, it's later in the year.
Is someone retiring then, or?
No.
No, this is a full-time position that will be eliminated that will save us more in 2012 than it will in 2011.
Okay, so we're given one of the two then a lot of notice that...
Not just a lot of notice, but we've got to make major changes in our billing and intake and entire help desk process, and it's going to take us close to that long to be able to make that change because they've been two completely separate operations. So it's both notice to the employee that will no longer have a position as well as working through the details of making that entire change.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Carried unanimous, or one no, Mr. Schrader. The resolution carries. Next item.
Item 11-4 to the Honorable Members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, a resolution regarding authorization for third-party administrators and adoption of rates for health and dental plans for non-bargaining and bargaining employees for 2011. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board does hereby approve the contracts for third-party administration of the county's Franciscan Skemp PPO by MMSI and Gunderson Lutheran PPO by Gunderson Lutheran Health Plan and Delta Dental for the dental plan for the calendar year 2011. Be it further resolved that the La Crosse County Board does hereby adopt the 2011 funding levels recommended by third-party administrator insurance actuaries, which are provided in the county administrator's budget as follows. Gunderson Lutheran PPO for single $719, for family $1,761, Franciscan Skemp PPO single $719, and for family $1,761, and for dental coverage single $33, and for family coverage $92. Be it further resolved that as the county share of the above funding levels for Gunderson Lutheran PPO plan single would be $647.10, family coverage $1,584.90, Franciscan Skemp PPO plan single of $647.10, family plan $1,584.90, and for dental the county's portion is for single $25.75, and for family coverage $70.87. Be it further resolved that employee share shall be 10% of the total health premium. Be it further resolved that effective January 1, 2011, the retiree health plan, which is fully funded by retirees, shall be a high deductible health plan with a premium of $644 for single coverage and $1,572 for family coverage. Be it further resolved that the county administrator, the county clerk, and the county personnel director be and are hereby authorized to sign any and all necessary documents for effectuating the above plans in 2011 on behalf of La Crosse County. The fiscal note is that adequate funds have been budgeted in each department budget to cover the expenses of health and dental insurance. I move its approval.
Moved by Tara Johnson, seconded by Monica Cruz. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried unanimously. All right, Mr. O'Malley will do his presentation before we go to the next item.
I'm disappointed that there are only 40 slides that I need to go through tonight. Actually, it's about five.
Motion to recess by...
I'd be remiss if I didn't just touch on that the three resolutions that you just adopted and the discussion that we've had have been critical to being able to bring you an operating levy increase of zero. What briefly you've been able to do in three separate resolutions, and we've talked about the issues that are involved, is that the fees and charges continue to maximize the impact of user fees and unique items like the probation and parole lease that ends up being able to cover all of the increased utility costs for the building addition that we're about to occupy. It includes recognizing that other counties will help pay for the operation of Lakeview Health Care Center, solid waste fees. There's all kinds of information in that fees and charges. The changes in positions resolution that are critical to our ability to control this budget sends the message to the community and to the county that it's not business as usual. We are having difficulty being able to meet the needs of this community with the level of personnel positions that are approved, and we're going to have to continue to look at and scrutinize filling of positions as we go into the new budget cycle, as we deal with the new governor and the new budget cycle that's going to be happening. Will continue to challenge us, and this is just the beginning of a comprehensive and thorough relooking at our management to employee ratio and working with our employees to try to see any areas that we can continue to streamline and save dollars. And finally, the third resolution was recognizing a very prudent and ongoing act to try to save health insurance costs, and it is a 0% increase in health and dental costs, which is very unusual in this current market, and is the third year that we've been able to have a very low change in premium, a 5% 2 years ago, a 1% this year, and a 0%. Our employees are engaged in trying to improve their health, trying to control health insurance costs, and they're going to continue to work with us as we go into the future. Tonight, the next several resolutions that we're going to talk with you about are the part that we don't spend a great deal on is as far as focus on from a budget standpoint is debt control and ways of taking advantage of the historically low interest rates that are there and working with our financial advisor and our finance department to try to come up with the best way of streamlining the very difficult challenge that we have, which is paying for two law enforcement centers. As I've talked to you before, our difficulty and one of the issues that continue to challenge our budget is we're still making payments on the first law enforcement center as we're laddering in the new payments for the addition. Included in your agenda packet on a blue page is actually a summary of the debt and bonding issues that we're going to be talking about. Some of them impact levy, some of them do not. And let me just walk carefully through, because each one of these resolutions we will ask you for a separate vote on. The recommendations overall, so you get kind of to the payoff, so to speak, is that if you adopt the resolutions that are here, those that will impact levy will reduce the projected debt levy in the county administrator's budget to what you would adopt as the county board from $4.297 to $3.974. That will reduce the overall levy increase recommended, assuming no other changes, from 2.9% to 1.87%. The lowest increase in the past 15 years, and keep our debt rate at 52 cents, which has been our average for quite a few number of years. The four issues that you'll be talking about, and then I want to summarize one that we're not bringing you that will also save money, is the Hillview Assisted Living Facility, which you dealt with just last week. We will be able to, by funding that, utilizing the 20-year debt uses Build America bonds. Now, some folks have not talked much about this, but in the stimulus bill, there were included a number of things that help state and local governments in their financing. And in municipal bonds specifically, we would be able to qualify for something called Build America bonds, which doesn't impact anyone except municipalities, that allows us to end up capturing the reimbursement to bring that rate down even more. It's a 35% reduction that the federal government pays back to municipal debt that ends up helping to control our long-term debt issuance. It brings that rate down to 2.83. I'm going to call up Joe Murray in a few minutes to just talk about each one of these bond issues, but it ends up being the reason that you end up being able to save so much on debt service instead of the projected 186, which had been the budget that we had brought you on the Hillview Assisted Facility. It brings us down to approximately $155,000. That's a major savings in their operating cost. The second issue and the second resolution that we'll talk about is highway bonding. You'll recall that for 2010, you made a decision to change the budget at the end and to use short-term borrowing, five-year note, for highway bonding, which is the second bullet point. So that $1.6 million would be a five-year debt. It will be under 2% based on our best estimates right now and will be well within budget. Again, this is money that you decided to do in your 2010 budget. It doesn't have a direct levy impact because you're using the highway fund balance to make that payment, and the highway fund balance is healthy enough to do that without raising debt taxes to be able to make that payment. In addition to that, your third bullet point is refinancing of prior year service debt and business park loans. Those are taxable issues that you do not use direct levy for right now, except that in the prior year service, you charge the departments 1 year ahead to make that payment. This will help us in 2012, assuming that the rates come in where we would like, and it will also help in the saving money in the business park loans. The fourth resolution is the one that starts to help our levy right away, which is the refinance of the 2008 LEC Trust Fund loan. You remember that one of the things that you authorized staff to bring you was to do a $19.5 million loan for the Law Enforcement Center and $10 million from the State Trust Fund. In order to decrease the amount of interest that we incurred, we broke that up into two issues and only drew the money as we needed that. So there were two issues of that $10 million, a $6.5 million and a $3.5 million. The $3.5 million was drawn at 4.5% and would have a balloon payment just like the other one. The biggest difference here is that instead of doing the 4.5%, we're able to actually issue this and do an interest-only payment for the first year because it's such a low cost. It's all-inclusive cost of 3.1%. That will be a major savings and be one of the reasons we'll be able to drop our debt levy in this first year. And if you see the ongoing payment of $272, this is on the blue sheet that you have in front of you, is actually slightly less than the $280. So it'll save you a bit of money now and for the full 20 years while also qualifying for that interest savings. And finally, the issue that we're not bringing to you, and it demonstrates the kind of work that our financial advisor does, is on that last $6.5 million. When we brought that to you earlier this year, we adopted a resolution that said it could qualify for Build America bonds. That will end up, while still being a loan from the State Trust Fund, it will reduce our debt levy payment estimated from $518,000 to $405,000. That will reduce our interest paid out of our net pay from 4.5 to 3%. What that means is that the state will still get paid the same amount, will qualify for that reimbursement from the Build America Bonds Program, and save over $1 million over that 20 years. One of the reasons I'm pointing this out is our financial advisor, when they work with us, they don't just make advice that ends up causing us to reissue debt. They look for the best bang for the buck. They look for the thing that's most in our interest. They will not make any money on this recommendation. It is something that will end up saving us significant dollars by understanding the nuances of the Build America Bond program and understanding what avenues that we qualify for. Springstead has helped us identify what happens with that. So between those last two items, we'll be able to reduce our debt levy. And I'll talk about this in detail. It's actually on the handout. You've seen a version of this several times. Again, one of the difficult issues that we have is the blue parts of the bar represent the existing law enforcement center, and the burgundy is the new law enforcement center. And one of the biggest increases, of course, that we have is going from 2010 to 2011. And the county administrator's budget that was brought to you was recommending the increase from $3.4 million, which is the debt service in 2010, to 4.3. And then it's pretty much level for the next several years until you start to pay off the blue portion in 2015 and, of course, completely paid off in 2016. The recommendations to you tonight will allow us to, instead of going from 3.4 to 4.3 million, is we'll only go up to 3.9 million. That means that your total increase in tax levy will not go up as much as the administrator's budget had recommended. It will go up slightly then in 2012, 13, and 14, although I'm working on a couple of additional ideas that we'll be able to do in 2012 and 2013, depending upon interest rates at that time. I won't get into the details on that. There are a number of additional items that we'll do and look at in 2012. What this means is that the percentage levy increase total with the administrator's budget and this change is that from 1996 through 2011, the past 16 years, the 1.87% will be the lowest increase since 1996. The prior year's, the current 8-year average is 4.96%. The prior 8 years was 7.43%. During most of this time, equalized value and new construction was going up significantly. and impacting and offsetting part of that increase. So I just wanted to give you part of this history. This is the lowest impact that we've had on increased property taxes while we're paying for two law enforcement centers, one of the most ambitious projects you've had to accomplish, and still doing it within the lowest increase in 16 years. So, Mr. Chair, that's the sum of my presentation. We've got each of the individual resolutions that we can walk through, but I'll make myself available for questions.
We do have a number of hands up. Ray Ebert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the refinance of the prior debt service on the business park loan, that's the TIF money for Lakeview?
There are actually two separate bond issues that are being serviced by that. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. It's wrapped into the 4.7. It's a $300,000 note and do you have those details? The 4.7, they get all wrapped together because they're all taxable together. It's about a $3.6 million prior year service, and the balance is the two business park loans.
And I'm just wondering why we don't keep the payment the same even though the interest is down and pay that TIF off earlier.
This is actually paying the debt. It's not changing the life of the TIF.
Correct, but couldn't we reduce the life of the TIF by using that savings to pay more principal and pay that off quicker?
This, in essence, would end up having the TIF go faster. I don't know, Gary, maybe you can answer that. This is mainly about our liability to repay the business, the two loans.
I'd like to hear your explanation, Gary. It just seems to me that if we have this opportunity, we're better off to get the TIF paid off earlier rather than use the money and then be able to use it in our normal budgeting.
We're going to ask Joe to answer that question.
Sorry, Steve. I'm Joe Murray from Springstead, your financial advisor. In regard to the question about the TIF, the two issues that are pulled in, one is for $315,000 and one is for $765,000. So they're very small savings just on those two issues. There's not enough savings on them themselves that would really allow you to close that TIF any earlier. The only reason we're taking advantage of the savings on those two is because of the larger refunding the unfunded liability. But on its own, they wouldn't be enough savings. They'd be very small savings, let's put it that way. And there's not enough really to accelerate the closure of the TIF.
I guess only to a financial advisor is $1 million a small amount. Thank you.
Mr. Spiker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Second bullet point on the highway bonding, is $1.635 million. You get 1 year of highways worth of that amount, but you get 5 years of debt, right?
Right, and this will make the actual payment for several years. The highway fund balance, as we talked about last year, will make more than the first year payment.
My second question, the highway fund balance, does that include the machinery fund?
That's correct.
So that total for fund balance is the machinery fund. Okay, thank you.
Ralph Geary.
Thank you. Gary or somebody, what kind of interest do we get on our general fund, the longer term ones, the year or two or whatever?
Well, for 2009, we got 4% on some longer term ones, and we were getting like 50 basis points or a half a percent or less on the real short term.
So for next year, what are we getting? Do you know roughly? Or what do we get this year?
Well, this year is not as good as last year. So, you know, we're even including our long-term investments, we're getting less than 2%.
Okay. I'm looking at that Hillview Assisted Living Facility, and it's got the 2.83% versus the 4.5% as a general fund loaned, which means we'd have borrowed it from ourselves.
Right.
Okay. And even if we charged them 4.5%, the money would have stayed in-house.
Correct.
I mean, it might have showed as an expense there, but it would have been a revenue some other place in the general fund or wherever that interest income. It wouldn't have affected the levy, would it have? We'd have had an expense someplace, but we'd have kept the interest, right? The levy would have been the same?
The largest impact is that you would have had to reduce your undesignated fund balance from 41% to about 32%.
Okay.
So you would have put in the lion's share of your and had to change your ordinance as well because you would have been committing the lion's share of your undesignated fund balance into one project.
And then we'd have had to build it up over the repayment to move it back then?
It would take 20 years to repay that, and you would have had to, again, change your ordinance, which
right.
says that your goal is to keep between 40 and 50% of the general fund in undesignated.
Okay. I was just looking at how it got computed as a savings when the money was kept in-house. You're saying the thing was it would have, we'd had to have an ordinance change to do it, but it wouldn't have affected the levy.
Because we're not using levy dollars for Hillview directly for
right.
Payment of debt. It was in the operating budget of what the debt service would have been for the assisted living, and it was projected at the 4.5%. As we started to examine that closer, reducing our undesignated general fund by that much did not seem wise.
So either way, it wasn't going to affect the levy.
No.
Hillview is an enterprise fund. This is supposed to be able to pay its own debts. And if we'd have borrowed it internally, we'd have kept the extra interest, even though they had more expense, we'd have still had the money.
Right. So, for the general fund, it would have been good, with the exception that you're putting all right. such a large portion
right.
of your undesignated in one project.
Marilyn Pedretti.
Okay, I'm not very good at numbers, so I'm trying to get the big picture. In front of this book, the very first
mm-hmm.
page,
yep.
that means that number is changing. In 2011, the debt levy service is not going to be 4.3. It's now going to be
3.97.
So that brings it down to 44% instead of 56. Is that why you're saying there's going to be no increase?
It brings 2.99 down to 1.87. Since you're on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to do the analysis to see what it brought the debt levy itself down to, but it brings the bottom line to 1.87.
So that means the mill rate is going to be
3.84, I'm sorry.
3.84.
Right.
Last year it was 3.74.
Right. Because
you're
again,
saying it's no change? I'm just trying to get the big picture.
The no change I talked about is an operating levy.
Oh, okay.
Operating levy is a zero, and that's still reflected on that page as well.
When you're talking about tax bills and what
I'm
that
I'm talking
means.
About total tax bill, because most people, when they receive their tax bill, don't go, well, operating was fine, and
right.
debt went up.
Exactly.
And it's what the total is, but you have the three sections of your levy, mm-hmm. operating, library, and debt. Operating is subject to do two different limits. Library is subject to its own limit.
Right.
And debt is subject to total equalized value and a debt rate. There's three separate areas we've talked about.
Okay, so again, the mill rate's going to be 3.84.
That's our best estimate right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Audrey Catter.
Thank you. I just have a question in relation to the Build America bonds. They're a relatively new tool, in relation to financing. Is there any? Are they locked in for the duration of our indebtedness, or could they be recalled?
I assume you're referring to whether or not the federal government will lock into making that 35% payment on the towards the interest payment.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that's built into the tax code. It is not something that's subject to annual appropriation like the federal budget. So they would actually have to take an action to rescind that credit as once they're issued. The program is right now slated to expire at the end of this year, and there's talk about extending it, but that's not kind of waiting to see how the election goes tomorrow as to whether or not it will be. But as far as the credits, all expectations are that they're safe and that 35% would take a adverse action in, at the federal level. The other part of that is this program has been so successful and there's been so many communities nationwide that have taken advantage of it. We're talking billions of dollars that have been issued under this program. It would be a huge change, and it would affect not just La Crosse County, City of La Crosse, and other communities, even larger players, talking states who are issuing billions and billions on their own. So our position at the firm is that we think that that 35% credit is safe, and it would take an adverse action of the federal government to change that.
Thank you.
Other questions for Steve? Mr. Bina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I think you answered most of my Build America bonds, but is that interest rate guaranteed for the 20 years we're going to have that? Or is it a adjustable rate? Or then why do we go 20 years? Why shouldn't we go 10 or 15 years?
The rates are all fixed rate, would be sold as fixed rate bond issues. So those rates would be set at the time that you sell them.
So they'd be permanent then?
And they'd be permanent through the term.
Okay.
Not variable rate. There's been too much fluctuation in the market.
That's what worried me.
So we are not recommending a variable rate transaction here.
All right. Then we must have to create jobs because of that borrowing in that case if it's a federal program. And we are going to do that, I guess. We'll create jobs once the building is up.
Well,
or isn't there a requirement there?
No, there's not a requirement. The county has designated itself as a recovery zone. The Build America bonds do not have a job creation requirement.
They don't.
There was a recovery zone bond program that was set up that talked about trying to create jobs, but even that is not tied specifically to your project. So, no, there's not a requirement that you create jobs associated with this.
Well, what about these other categories then? We're saving all kinds of money, but we're extending out the payment schedule. And nobody has talked about what the interest is with extending it out for more years than what we have already. And that's going to cost us some money someplace along the line at a later time, not necessarily now.
There are two issues that you're extending. One that you're extending is on the law enforcement center, the state trust fund loan. As Mr. O'Malley mentioned, that was taken out at the state level as a 10-year note.
Right.
With a large, it was a $2.5 million bullet, if you will, in the year 2018. I believe it was discussed here, and when we did the $19 million, we talked about how you would need to refinance that at a later point. So the plan was always to take that out for 20 years. We're taking advantage of the historically low rates now and going out 20 years. That's why we're recommending doing that at this time. The other one that you're extending is the unfunded pension liability. And as part of Mr. O'Malley's presentation, the reduction is part of an overall strategy to try to free up your debt service levy cash dollars up front so you have more flexibility in the longer-term strategy to deal with your debt. So that was the thinking that went into this.
So if we keep extending out our payment schedule just to make it easier next year, and then we need capital improvements down the road in the future, like Lakeview. And we need to do something out there in the very near future. And this building got asbestos in it. Aren't we going to be tying our hands in regards to future capital improvements and the bonding that goes along with them? Because we're going to be getting ourselves into a hole whereby our bonding money that goes out for bonding and the interest is going to be cutting
Don, can I cut you off? We're not extending very much. The 20 years was always going to be 20 years. We just got a better interest rate by getting a 10-year note from the state trust fund. Okay? It was a 10-year, it was amortized over 20 years with a bullet after 10. So we were only making 20-year rate of payments anyway, and we knew we had a balloon coming due in 10 years. We always said when we presented that decision to you, we were going to keep monitoring interest rates, and if it ever became advantageous, we were going to finance for 20 years. So we're not extending it any longer. We're just getting a better rate because the rates are so low. The issue of prior year service, we're extending slightly so that we can help through. Linda, could you back up one slide for me? I locked it up when I tried to do that. Again, what we're trying to do is get through this period of time where it's only for the next 4 years that you're making two debt payments. I keep saying the strategies that we're trying to do is not to have debt for long term unless it is a long term investment, and we're trying to help balance out the impact on property taxpayers while you're making two payments. That's why we delayed how we drew the money as much as we could. There will be reserves at the end of the law enforcement project. The next year we'll talk about how to apply those to help lower that. We want to get through these 4 years because that's the hit on property taxpayers, is making two payments. So again, it's part of a long-term strategy also to get to the point where, yes, you do have to deal with this building. But I keep saying you can't afford to ask the property taxpayers to do any more with this building until we get through that period of time. So it's probably going to be the next board that's going to start wrestling with that after the 2012 election, and we'll talk about ways of strategizing to deal with that. So there's both a short-term and a long-term strategy. We're not just taking a 20-year note and putting it out 30 years. We're not taking a 5-year note and putting it out 20 years. We're making small changes to get us through this period of time, and the proof is in the pudding that what we're doing is lowering your levy initially, and I'll come back to you in 2012 and 2013 with some additional items that will help us deal with that.
Tara Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe, I'm just fishing for a compliment for our staff here so everybody knows what's coming here. Are all counties, all municipalities, all states able to get these same kind of rates? And if not, what makes us different?
Everybody has access to the programs to take advantage of it, but no, not everybody has access to these very good rates. The county has a AA2 bond rating, which puts you very well. You're a very good credit risk that's allowing you to take advantage of better interest rates, lower interest rates. And that's the work of staff and the county board in trying to look at these long-term impacts and how it's going to impact your taxpayers. When we go to the rating agency, and we will, as part of these issues, have to get a new bond rating, and I fully expect it'll remain at the AA2, but the things that the rating agencies like is that you are taking a longer-term view. They like to know that it's not just a reaction to this year's budget. They want to know, what are you thinking you're going to be doing in the next few years? And as I think the presentation was laid out, there is a longer-term view as to your overall strategy for issuing debt and projects at the county level. So I would say that you're in good shape with your AA2 rating, and that will be able to continue.
Was that sufficiently complimentary for you, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Seeing none, are we ready to go on, Steve, or do you have anything else? Or Joe.
If I could just talk a couple quick things. I think we've covered the general topics on these, but I wanted to just highlight two things in particular about the refunding bonds. The resolution that you have before you tonight, the third one for the Series C, it has a not to exceed amount of $4.7 million. Based on our schedules, we are planning on issuing $4.6 million, so that's a little bit lower than the figures that were presented earlier, about $100,000. But the net present value savings we have, by even pulling together those two small issues and extending out the unfunded liability, still will provide the county right now with a projection net present value savings of $242,000. So this refunding will be very beneficial. The second was on the Series D. That's your fourth resolution this evening. That is right now as a not to exceed amount of $3.65 million, and we are planning on issuing $3,595,000. So it's a little bit less on that, too. When those initial resolutions were drafted, we were still doing gyrations based on rates, et cetera, and determine the total size. The other thing I wanted to highlight, too, is that right now we are enjoying our historic low interest rates, but the markets have gotten to get much more volatile as we're approaching year-end. Part of that being because the Build America Bond Program and the other stimulus fund or Stimulus Act programs are set to expire, so there's a lot of people rushing to the bond market here at the end of the year, and there's some concern that there's going to be an oversupply and not enough demand. It's like listening to any of the forecasters, you can get two opinions as to what it's going to be. But right now we are seeing a lot of volatility because people are not sure what it's going to be. These savings, we did provide a little bit of a hedge based on our current markets, but we have seen the taxable market in particular bounce on both the short and the long end, up 35 points one week, down 30 points the next. So it's very volatile at this point. We will continue to monitor this over the next 5 weeks. Our plan is to issue these bonds for sale on December 6th, and we'll continue to monitor it as closely as we can. And if the savings aren't there, we'll come back and report that to you on the night of December 6th. The other thing that we will be doing to try to hedge to get the county the lowest risk rates possible will be the bid both the 2000As and the 2000Bs for Hillview and for the highway projects, both as Build America bonds and as tax-exempt regular issues. That will allow the bidders on the day of the sale to decide what's the lowest interest rate so that they can be most competitive to getting that awarded. So right now we are presenting this with the expectation that we will be doing the both the highway program prom notes and the Hillview bonds as Build America bonds, but if the interest rates do not work out, the underwriters will bid that as a regular tax-exempt rate, which will still provide a savings, but that will be an indication of how volatile the market is and how much it's changed between now and December 6. So we're going to give that as an option, which will help protect the county as far as the interest rate risk.
Questions? Ralph Geary.
I missed that one on the $4.7 million. You said something about net present value. What was the savings? 200 and some thousand? Was that over the life of the issuance?
The on the Series C, we are projecting a net present value savings of over $242,000.
Over the life of the bonds?
Over the life of the bonds.
And what was it for next year?
The savings next year will provide a interest savings of $168,000.
Oh, okay. Most of the savings is front-loaded, but at least we're getting savings.
Well, the savings are all front-loaded. You'll see about $160,000 savings starting next year all the way out to 2019. You'll then see an increase in the out years, and that's because we are extending out the unfunded liability. But you are seeing savings, significant savings, in the first, the next 9 years. The 2000D, that refunding will be a tax-exempt. That's the one for the $3.595 million. We're projecting that to still provide a net present value savings to the county of about $209,000. And that is that one reflects extending it out from 2018 all the way out to 2028 now. And you're still receiving a savings of $209,000 with that 10-year extension. As I said, we're taking advantage of the historic low interest rates and locking it in turn, taking out long now to give you the best rates. I don't think... Hopefully the economy will improve and we won't have to be worrying about these. Benefit is low interest rates for borrowing. Bad news is the economy is still kind of drudging along and Gary's not able to make any money on the interest account on the revenue side. So,
any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you very much. That gets us then to the next resolution.
Item 11-5 to the Honorable Members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, a resolution regarding initial authorization not to exceed $2,430,000 in bonds of the County of La Crosse. Be it resolved that there shall be issued the general obligation bonds of La Crosse County in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $2,430,000 for the public purpose of constructing improvements to a county nursing home, for the purpose of paying the various installments of principal and of interest on said bonds as they severally mature. Prior to the issuance and delivery of said bonds, there shall be levied on all taxable property in La Crosse County a direct annual irrepealable tax sufficient for that purpose. Fiscal note is the debt service funding will be provided for in the 2011 county budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Chair Johnson, second by Audrey Cotter. Discussion? Mr. Feehan.
Specifically, is this for the assisted living at Hillview, or is this for another purpose?
Assisted living at Hillview. Any other discussion? Mr. Ebert.
What if this, is this a two-thirds vote necessary?
Two-thirds of members present.
And what if this fails? Didn't we already authorize that we could just borrow it at a different rate? So is this just changing the rate, or would this actually kill the project?
No, you've already awarded the contract, and that's why we recommended that the resolution be a two-thirds vote. You also have a two-thirds vote on issuing of debt, but that's why we tied the two together, because the resolution both awarded a contract and also said you're going to go ahead and use debt for it, and it was for $2.4 million worth of debt.
And if this dies, what happens? This does not get two-thirds.
I don't know. You're going to be in a difficult problem because you've already awarded a bid.
So did we award the bid before we should have then?
No, that's why we tied the two issues together at the same time, Mr. Ebert. That's why we had that resolution say both authorizing debt, but you actually have to authorize an initial selling of the actual bonds. This calls for a sale of the debt, and so this is a logistical, that's the way you sell debt. But that's why we had both of those issues included in that resolution so that we didn't have a question afterwards.
Thank you.
So there'll be a bake sale next weekend? Other discussion, Ralph Geary.
The remainder of the money then is coming from Carroll Heights?
Yes.
And it's interest-free. Does that affect their budget or the Hillview budget or anything because it's all kind of tied together?
Yeah, it doesn't affect their budget. I mean, Carroll Heights has a couple million dollars cash. Yeah, so.
Right, but I thought it was going to, if Hillview had deficits, I thought we were going to take it from Carroll Heights.
Yes, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to, but that would be the plan, yes.
I was just asking Mr. Shepard, I want to go back to Mr. Ebert's question, because I mean, that is a legitimate question, and I don't want to be flippant about it by saying we're having a bake sale. But what, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Shepard, but we have, because I signed it myself last Friday, I think it was when Jim Spropoulos brought it over for signing, we have a valid binding contract, and what we would have to do is figure out a different way to pay for it then. But we still have the obligation to go forward with it. So whatever the source would be, it would be something different, but we have a binding contract. Am I correct in that regard?
Yes.
Okay. Other discussion? Mr. Schrader.
Thank you. Just the wording of this, and for various purpose of constructing improvements to a county nursing home, it, are we improving a nursing home, or are we building another building?
Well, the wording is specifically done by our bond attorney in Chicago. They probably make the wording generic enough so that when the banks bid on it, they have an understanding of what they're bidding on.
Other questions? Jay Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to be recorded as abstaining on this vote, please.
All right. Anybody else? Discussion? Questions? All in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The noes are Mr. Feehan and Mr. Bina and Mr. Ebert, and Jay Johnson abstains. That resolution passes.
Item 11-6 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors regarding initial resolution authorizing not exceeding $1.635 million in promissory notes of the County of La Crosse. This is the one for highways. Be it resolved that there shall be issued the general obligation promissory notes of La Crosse County in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $1,635,000 for the public purpose of constructing highways and highway improvements. For the purpose of paying the various installments of principal of and interest on said promissory notes as they severally mature, prior to the issuance and delivery of said promissory notes, there shall be levied on all taxable property in La Crosse County a direct annual irrepealable tax sufficient for that purpose. Fiscal note is this debt service funding will be provided for in the 2011 county budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Tara Johnson, second by Margaret Wood. Discussion or questions? Mr. Bina.
Well, I guess if we're going to be using the backup for the machinery fund as a basis for the payments, and I don't have any problem with that, why do we have to go through the same scenario as we do if we go out for outside bonding? You know, we're basically keeping this in-house also, and we need to repair the roads, but why do we have to have the promissory notes and an irrepealable tax? You know, I just don't get it.
Gary will answer that.
I'm not certain I understand your question, but again, we do have funding in the highway department to pay the principal and interest payments, okay? But technically, we're levying. Technically, the county would be on the hook for debt payments if we wouldn't have that money. Am I answering your question?
Yeah, but since we got the money.
Microphone, Mr. Bina.
Well, I don't think we want to take $1.6 million out of the fund balance and
not
pay
suddenly,
cash.
No.
Right.
But over a five-year period, you know, that does grow depending on how much work we do with the highway.
Well,
and
actually, the work was done already. It was done this late summer.
Yeah, okay.
And we had to pay the contractors.
Okay. I just thought it got pretty technical, and in this case, we probably didn't have to get that technical. But I guess it's not a big deal. It's, I don't want this falling back on the taxpayers either. If otherwise, you'll hear from me a second time.
I agree with you, but I think we all know that the Highway Department has run a great operation for years and years, and we expect it to continue to do so.
Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously.
Item 11-7 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors. This is now the Series C refunding bonds. Be it resolved that there shall be issued the general obligation bonds of La Crosse County in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $4,700,000 for the public purpose of refunding certain outstanding municipal obligations of La Crosse County, including the interest thereon. For the purpose of paying the various installments of principal of and interest on said bonds as they are severally matured, prior to the issuance and delivery of said bonds, there shall be levied on all taxable property in La Crosse County a direct annual irrepealable tax sufficient for that purpose. Fiscal note is debt service funding will be provided for in the 2011 county budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Tara Johnson. Is there a second? Second by Leon Paff. Discussion? Andrea Richmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the discussion, we had heard that $4,600,000, does that need to be changed?
No, it doesn't need to be changed because, again, it was written to say not to exceed 4.7.
Wanted to make sure.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried unanimously.
Item 11-8 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors regarding initial resolution authorizing not exceeding $3,650,000 in bonds of the County of La Crosse. Be it resolved that there shall be issued general obligation bonds of La Crosse County in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $3,650,000 for the public purpose of refunding certain outstanding municipal obligations of said county, including the interest thereon. For the purpose of paying the various installments of principal of and interest on said bonds as they severally mature, prior to the issuance and delivery of said bonds, there shall be levied on all taxable property in La Crosse County a direct annual irrepealable tax sufficient for that purpose. Fiscal note is the funding will be provided for in the 2011 county budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Terry Johnson. Is there a second? Second by Jill Billings. Discussion? Jerry Sobranek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really don't see a difference between resolution 11-7 and 11-8 other than the dollar amount. I guess I'm kind of confused. It looks like the word is verbatim from one to the other than the dollar amount. I don't understand that.
Gary.
Well, if you look at the next resolution, it goes into more specific detail. It actually references each resolution becomes Series A, Series B, Series C, Series D. So there is differentiation in the next resolution.
What do you mean, the next 11-8 or 11-7? 11-9?
Well, Gary, can you explain why we have A, B, C, D? I think is what his question is.
Well, we have these separated so that we can get the best rate from whichever banks bid on it. One of these issues might be more attractive to one bank versus another bank, so that's why we've separated them as we have.
So you're just slicing up the pie.
Correct.
For better rates.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Carried unanimously.
Item 11-9 to the honorable members of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, a resolution authorizing the advertisement for public sale and the sale of general obligation corporate purpose bonds series 2010A, general obligation promissory notes series 2010B, taxable general obligation refunding bonds series 2010C, and the general obligation refunding bond series 2010D of La Crosse County. Whereas counties are authorized by Chapter 67 to borrow money and to issue general obligation bonds and general obligation promissory notes to finance any project undertaken for public purpose and to refund municipal obligations, including interest thereon, Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Supervisors of the County of La Crosse, there shall be issued the Series 2010A bonds of La Crosse County in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $2,430,000 for the purpose of offering the obligations for sale pursuant to Section 67.08, Parent 2, as supplemented and amended by the Auditor Finance Director of La Crosse County. We are hereby authorized and directed to cause to be circulated the official terms of offering and to publish appropriate notice of the sale of the respective obligations in a newspaper to be selected by the Auditor Finance Director of the County prior to the receipt of bids, therefore, and to receive bids for the obligation on December 6, 2010. The Finance Director of the County shall also cause to be prepared and distributed an official statement or official statements, including official terms of offering, with respect to the obligations. After receipt of bids for the obligations and consideration thereof by this County Board of Supervisors, this County Board of Supervisors will consider resolutions awarding each series of the obligations to the best respective bidders, prescribing the terms thereof and the forms of obligation, and levying taxes in the specific amount necessary to pay the principal of and interest on the obligations. The county reasonably expects to reimburse or pay the expenditures with proceeds of the Series 2010A bonds and the Series 2010B notes. The maximum principal amount of the obligations expected to be issued for the expenditures and to be made from the Series 2010A bonds and the 2010B notes is $4,065,000. Fiscal note is these funds will be provided for in the 2011 county budget. I move its approval.
Moved by Tara Johnson. Is there a second? Seconded by Don Meyer. Discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried unanimously. Is that it for you, Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
All right, that gets us to suggestions for future agenda topics. Mr. Geary.
I ran into the bus manager, I think is it Keith Carlson from the City of La Crosse, and he said, one time we were going to run a shuttle out to West Salem to the industrial park, and that never got off the ground. And now Onalaska may be constricting their hours of service or something. Can Human Services or somebody explain to us, is that having any, well, I suppose, adverse effect on the City of La Crosse? Are we, driving property values down? I think, John, who sent us the email about housing in La Crosse?
Carl Green.
You know what I mean? I mean, are we just segregating more and more poor people in La Crosse because their mobility is being limited? Or if we're having any effect on...
Do I hear you say that you would like a transportation update?
Yeah, and I want to know if it's affecting La Crosse and Human Services.
We'll get you one. We'll put it on the agenda. I think that's a good topic to have, so we'll get that on one as soon as we can. Mr. Ebert.
Yes, can we get a brief update on the Hillview mold problem or whatever, that if there is one?
That needs to go to committee. That needs to be dealt with in committee first.
And that was actually discussed at committee today, okay. So it'll be in the minutes. If you have more information you want, follow up with us.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That gets us then to Mr. Sobranek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point to ponder and something to remember. Where you stand does not necessarily have any connection on where you sit. With that, I move adjourn.
Think about that one. Moved by Mr. Sobranek, second by Brad Conkle to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Carried unanimously. And don't forget pictures next week.